What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
All right, let's spin the wheel for text roulette. Elizabeth and Radar, you've got a question, you want an answer, a problem in your life, you're looking for advice. That's what this segment is for. People helping people. We're going to give our take. We want your advice. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. It's The Mix with Elizabeth and Radar.
And
three.
Ooh, okay. Only number three there, girl.
Easy breezy, because this one just came through.
Easy breezy three.
I saw this. This is a little bit about the Oak Creek and Racine and the grandkids and Easter.
Uh-oh.
I literally just saw this one. It came in 18 minutes ago. Okay. I wanted to do Easter breakfast with my entire family because I could afford to pay for it. The response I got from my granddaughter sent me into a crying frenzy.
Oh, no. Not for grandma. What?
Well, we don't know if it's grandma or grandpa.
Oh, okay. Grandparent.
Takes about 40 minutes to get up here, and they would have to get up at 6:30 for an 8 a.m. breakfast in Franklin.
Okay.
My older grandkids live in Racine, and I live in Oak Creek. It takes me 20 minutes to get down there. It is no problem for them to go to Madison, the north side, or Beloit, but Oak Creek is too far. Am I missing something in the meaning?
So it sounds like they have family members, friends, Madison, Northside, or Beloit, as you mentioned. But to go from Racine to Oak Creek seems a little bit too far. Maybe it's the time. What was the time again?
They have to get up at 6:30 a.m. to get there for 8. But also, the grandparent is willing to pay for the Easter breakfast?
You don't turn down free
food.
You're
not going to travel for a free breakfast? But yes, you want to see your grandparents also. I mean, it just sounds like it was really hurtful to say, wait, you can go to all these other relatives' houses, but you're not willing to come up to see me?
So
wait, I'm going to message back.
The grandparent lives in Oak Creek, but they're going to Franklin. Probably Honey Butter Cafe.
Mm, good. That's a good pull right there.
If a grandparent is paying for me, and my grandparents are long deceased, but if they're paying for me, I am not only doing breakfast, I'm doing lunch too. Are you kidding me?
But it should also be about spending time with your grandparents.
Oh, and no, absolutely. That's why I said breakfast, and then we can sit and chat for 3 hours, and then we'll have lunch right away too.
So I sent off the question here.
Okay.
I said, we see your message, and I'm sorry that it went this way. Can I ask, are you a grandma or a grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Just
for
explaining this on the air.
Yeah.
And then I said, was the response said harshly or more matter of fact?
Like it's too hard, it's too early. But it sounds like they have no problems going elsewhere to see family or friends that are a little bit further away than this.
We have a response. This is a grandma. And grandma texted back to say, to me, it was snippy.
Oh. Snippy. So, okay.
Because basically, what's going on here is that it's their way. You're feeling like it's their way of saying that they don't value this enough to make the trip to see you. And that can absolutely hurt very deeply when you feel like you would do anything for the grandkids. They're not prioritizing you.
You're offering up something.
You were trying to create a special moment. Your intention was to get everybody together. You're being generous, trying to pay for it. And it's hard when people don't prioritize you the way you would maybe prioritize them.
It does sound like they're coming up with that excuse like, oh, it's too early. But yet they'll travel even further from Racine to Beloit, Northside, or Madison. I mean, a lot closer to go see Grandma and Franklin and have breakfast. But you don't want to, it sounds like they don't want to hang out with Grandma. And that's sad. To me, that's what I'm getting from
this text. Yeah, and that
text.
Is sad.
That's awful.
Is there a way to compromise this situation for Easter breakfast? Perhaps choose a different time. And I understand what it's like to have to be the family member that feels like, why am I changing my plans? Why am I bending over backward for everybody else when they don't seem to do that for me? And that is difficult and that's hard. Coming from a really big family with in our household with divorced parents, we also, in our house, our son has another side of the family. My nephew, he has another side of the family. So you add even more people involved in this. We've got relatives that live all over the place. It really is hard. And I know that that's been hurtful for people in the family that have felt like they're second to in-laws or other people outside of the immediate family. That's tough. But I don't know if that's always the intention of everyone. It's just people have different priorities. Right or wrong, they do.
Grandma texted back in to you another one. Just like a few minutes ago. They always expect me to come down there. So it's like they don't want to make the extra.
No, it doesn't sound like they
do. It's a free breakfast and you're hanging out with Grandma. And again, look, I'm not saying.
And where are the. Also,
people are getting older. And
where are the parents in this? I feel like the parents say like, hey, look.
These are the grandkids. These are the older grandkids.
Right. These are this is your grandma. We're going to take time and do this. Because as Grandma's getting older too, Grandma's probably feeling like, I don't want to have to travel all the time everywhere. Can you all come up here? Yeah. But not everybody thinks that way.
Well.
And sometimes you have to lower your expectations. And if you want to see these people, then somebody has to be the one to say, all right, I'll bend over and adjust my plans to do this.
And here's another texter at our Siding Unlimited text line. I know the feeling, it hurts. So it's more than just this grandma going through this. Just take the extra cash that you will save and buy you something special with it.
Buy yourself something, Grandma.
Okay, I mean, of course you want to hang out with your grandkids, but if they're like, I don't want to drive up that far. Okay, well then you need to treat yourself and keep yourself happy. And invite your favorite radio station. We'll go out to breakfast with you. I'm telling you what. Well, I'll hang and have conversation, not just eat.
And what you're getting at is surrounding yourself with people that do love and support you and fill your cup instead of emptying it. And as much as it can hurt when it's family, because you think just that, oh my gosh, it's family. Why would family treat me this way? Why would family do this? Well, here's the deal. There are bad people in families.
Yep.
There are selfish people in families. It's up to you to decide how much of that you're going to take.
I've had that in my family.
You're entitled to be hurt.
Yeah. My brother John does this all the time. You coming down? Yeah. We'll come down. And then day of. I had to work. Or just a no-show and then text later. What are you doing, man? Just let me know if you are or aren't. Are we doing this or not? Just let me know.
So again, the question is if you want to offer some advice for this grandma that reached in to the Siding Unlimited text line and sent us a message.
Yeah.
I wanted to do Easter breakfast with my entire family because I could afford to pay for it. The response I got from my granddaughter sent me into a crying frenzy. That breaks my heart.
That's hard.
Takes them 40 minutes to get up here. And they would have to get up at 6:30 for an 8 a.m. breakfast in Franklin. My older grandkids live in Racine, and I live in Oak Creek. It takes me 20 minutes to get there. It is no problem for them to go to Madison, the north side, or Beloit. But Oak Creek is too far? Am I missing something in the meaning? I don't think you're missing something in the meaning. It's just hurtful to hear, and it's hurtful to feel, why would you not make time for me?
And we've already had a texter say, hey, save the cash and do something fun for yourself, but is there anything else that grandma can do to either convince the grandkids or
how to approach the family members and have this conversation if you've dealt with this before.
Get everybody out there, right.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jessica, what do you want to say for this grandma? What advice do you have?
I was just thinking, if the granddaughter has young kids, they might want to do their own Easter in the morning, find their Easter baskets and stuff. And being in Franklin by 8 o'clock might be a little earlier hard for them to do that. So I kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are busy, so and a lot of times, like during, let's say, the holidays, Christmas, you don't really all get together sometimes on Christmas. There's like the Saturday before or, you know, in the middle of Christmas and New Year's, and same thing could be said for Easter. It's really busy that morning, so maybe they can suggest, hey, let's do Saturday or the week before, the week after, call it Easter.
And that's where, you know, feelings may be hurt, and so when feelings are hurt, it's hard to sometimes have those conversations because emotions are running high. But maybe what you're saying, Jessica, is find out a little bit more information of where they're coming from. Maybe it isn't to intentionally hurt the grandmother at all. Maybe there are more, and it's easy to say, will you go to Beloit? Will you go to Madison? Well, maybe that's because of scheduling. And I'm not at all defending the granddaughter here in this case, but there's two sides to every story and could be a little bit more that maybe we don't know. But grandma's willing to pay for the brunch too. Like, how generous is that? Like, grandma's really probably on a fixed income at this point and still willing to pay for everybody to go to brunch. So we're trying to work through
that,
this.
But I feel like if they're starting their own family traditions, it's important for them to do that as a new family, too. I don't know if she has kids or not.
And Jessica?
Yeah, that's true.
Jessica, like you said, another side of the story and something to think about and consider. Yeah.
So maybe not offer a different time, but maybe even a different date and call it Easter with the grandkids.
Which, look, anyone that has multiple family members, don't you have to do things like that?
You have to do things. That's like what I was saying about the holidays.
Right. Yeah. Whether your parents are divorced or they work in healthcare, they don't get off on Easter. But, so you got to do, the Easter Bunny shows up on Saturday. Like, this stuff can happen. Well, thanks for calling in, Jessica. We really appreciate it. We've got some other calls we're going to get to here. By the way, we see your messages coming in here.
Holy cow, are they coming
to the Siding Unlimited text line. People are wanting to take this grandma out to brunch and spend time with her. There's people saying, can this grandma adopt me as a grandparent? My grandparents aren't here anymore. Grandparents are a treasure. Your time with them is limited. Yeah, we see all of that and things to think about for sure. Tara, what did you want to say about this text roulette?
Well, first of all, I wanted to know how old the grandchildren are, because if they're elementary school, middle school, that's really on the parents to schedule when they're going to have this dinner with grandma. And maybe it's not on Easter. I remember in high school having to work jobs on Easter Sunday or Christmas Day and then scheduling, you know, that family meal the next weekend or the day before.
Yeah.
But also, if the grandkids are college age or high school age, like you said, you don't know how long you have with grandpas and grandmas.
Yeah.
I remember when my grandma, the last conversation we really had was amazing. It was just her and I. I brought her McDonald's, and I did not know she was not supposed to be eating it due to health concerns.
Oh, my gosh.
But you did it anyway. Hey, whatever.
And grandma's probably like, hey, hand over that hash brown.
Yeah, and then she eats it, and then halfway through she goes, you know, I'm not really supposed to be eating this.
Oh, my gosh.
Oops.
But she wanted it. She wanted it. She probably didn't want to hurt your feelings. She wanted to spend some time with you. But listen, but you.
And that made it special, big time.
And you will never forget
it did.
Those conversations that you had with your grandma. And I'm sure you can still picture it to this day.
I especially love it because about 2 weeks later, she found out she was really a lot sicker than we thought she was, and she wound up passing away not too soon after that.
Oh,
and so it made that visit so much better and so much more memorable, and it's something I tell her great-granddaughter, my daughter, about now, even though she never got to meet her, how that time is precious, and we see those grandparents all we can, because like you guys said, time is precious.
Oh, anytime you grab McDonald's, I bet you talk about your grandma or you think about her, and you're like, hey, I'm right here with you.
Yes, and my daughter, she hasn't met either of her great-grandparents, but she knows all the stories about them, and she's seen pictures, and she asks my parents about them. Because she wants to know because of all the stories I've told.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
and Tiara,
great.
And like, and sharing those stories is so important because it keeps their memory alive. And sharing those stories are really special. Thank you for calling and opening up your heart and sharing all that with the rest of us too, Tiara.
You guys have a great day and tell that grandma she's got a solid family behind her here.
Oh, that's awesome. You're so sweet.
Thank you so much.
The mixed family is just amazing.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, let's get to one more call here. Chris, for the text roulette question this morning, and in case you missed what we were talking about, it's a mixed listener who confirmed that they are a grandma trying to get Easter breakfast with the entire family, willing to pay for all of it, but the granddaughter got her all upset when said, no, I'm not going to drive the 20 minutes from Racine up to Franklin to see grandma, though they drive all over the state, it sounds like, for other relatives. Chris, what are your thoughts on this?
All right, so the idea of, like, making it later, depending on how many people they have in the party, they might not be able to. That's why they maybe picked that date. And that's what
the grandma actually, I've been texting back with her. She said that that was the only time that was available. Mm-hmm. And we did ask, how old are the grandkids? And she said 24 and 22, the great grandkids, there's 3-year-olds and there's a 1.5-year-old.
Okay. So I hate to say this, but this age, the age of those grandkids are lazy.
The 24 and 22-year-old, they do have 3 kids.
Yes, but it's me, me, me. It's what they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a grandma.
Okay.
I'm a grandma, and I remember when we used to go see my grandma, she never came to us. Never. We always went to her.
Mm.
But it's different now. Now I have to go to see mine.
Oh, got you. Yeah, if you want to see them, it's like you got to pick up and go. So you think it's just a lazy factor and not the time so much?
A lazy distance factor, except when it comes to, like, maybe their friends are in Madison.
Well, maybe these Madison friends or, you know, Beloit, maybe that is later in the day. So that's why a lot of people have said, maybe make it later in the day.
And these are different options to try to see what can work for everyone.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chris, for calling in. And really, just everyone, pouring your heart out for this grandma. We see all the messages, and they're coming through here. The grandma's listening right now in real time because she's texting me back, and she said that her 2 sons and her friend are still going. It's the daughter that is iffy. And look, when people show you who they are, you need to believe them. Doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. And you may not feel that it is right.
Right.
But maybe it's time to sit down and actually talk with the granddaughter and say, this hurt me. And here's why. What can we do to make this work so that we can spend time together? Because in every relationship, somebody needs to be a hero. And don't try to fight. If you really want to make it work. If you want to make it work, then you need to try to open up and talk about this to see how you can make this work, maybe moving forward in the future.
Yeah, in the future, definitely. So daughter is iffy. Leave it at that. You've got your 2 sons and your friend going. So entertain them. Enjoy yourself. Just like one of the text messages said, you should just enjoy yourself. And now you've got people going with you. So enjoy them. Enjoy the stories there. Deal with the daughter later if she doesn't decide to go.
Deal with the daughter later because you don't want to miss out on the time with the people that are there that are willing to make the trip and be with you.
To be a distraction to who's with you and who really is caring about you right now.
But there are so many of us that still have our grandparents, because I don't know if you're feeling this. I'm feeling this too with my grandma Marcy still here. I am definitely calling her after the show because they are treasures.
You are. Absolutely.
They're not here forever, you know?
They're not.
And embrace them while you have them, because a lot of people would give anything to have one more conversation with their grandparents.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming together, Mixed Family, for this Mixed Listener with Text Roulette. And what question do you need solved? we could be reading it on the radio and helping you out at 414-432-1099.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.